a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stay connected with KSL Text Alerts. Are you a news junkie? Text the word news to 57500 and get breaking news and traffic alerts right to your phone. Like contests, text CONTEST to 57500 and we'll send you a weekly text with access to exclusive KSL contests and deals. Do you bleed blue? Text BYU to 57500 for breaking Cougar alerts. Message data rates may apply. Stay connected. Text us 57500 from KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 4:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Jazz star Donovan Mitchell sprained his ankle during this afternoon's home game against the Indiana Pacers. Mitchell was helped off the court during the third quarter and didn't come back. The Jazz did win, though. I'm KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt.
Second, strong wind will stir up along the northern Wasatch Front tonight into tomorrow morning. You could expect gusts up to 55 miles an hour, especially in Centerville and Farmington. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We do have a crash in Tooele County. This is going to be on SR 36 Main Street at 100 North. Crews also cleaning up the other accident at Woods Cross. This is westbound 2600 South at the I-15 junction. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Showers fading out in the 50s. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's 48 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. Authorities in Indianapolis say they know who carried out last night's deadly shooting facility. What they don't know is why he did it.
Police identified the shooter as 19-year-old Brandon Hull, a former employee of the FedEx warehouse on the southwest side of Indianapolis, where he shot and killed eight people before killing himself.
And he was last employed in 2020.
Deputy Police Chief Craig McCart said investigators are searching several locations, a vehicle and electronic devices, to help determine a motive.
There were at least 100 people in the facility at the time of the incident. Many were changing shifts and were on their dinner break.
The victims are still being identified. FedEx said no shipments of COVID-19 vaccine were interrupted. Aaron Katursky, ABC News.
One person is dead after a police-involved shooting in Portland, Oregon. Acting Chief Chris Davis on the protesters who have gathered near the scene.
These efforts are being hampered somewhat by a crowd of fairly aggressive people who have showed up at the scene. But at this point, we've been able to keep them from interfering too much in the investigation.
There have been frequent protests in the city recently, and at times they have gotten violent. China and climate change were among the subjects President Biden and Japanese Prime Minister Suga discussed at the White House today.
Top of our agenda is, of course, getting the pandemic under control and helping our friends and neighbors throughout the Indo-Pacific region to recover.
Suga, the first foreign leader to visit the Biden White House. The White House says President Biden may lift former President Trump's cap on refugees sometime next month. A State Department Inspector General's report finds former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and his wife violated numerous federal ethics rules by asking employees to carry out personal work, including picking up items at like dry cleaning and caring for their pets. Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy says anyone who flies into one of the state's major airports this summer can get a COVID-19 vaccine. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. A simulation study at BYU shows the school's pandemic policies helped to reduce the spread of the virus. A professor of microbiology and molecular biology, Dr. Brett Pickens, is joining me live now on the KSL Newsline with more. Dr. Pickett, explain what you learned and how you got there.
Sure. Thanks for having me. So we used an app, a phone-based app, to basically contact trace between the students. All the data was anonymized, and this app uses Bluetooth to figure out who gets close to who and which device is, quote-unquote, virtually infected with a virus. So by doing that, we were able to trace which students interacted with each other, how many people got infected by, again, measuring this infectivity in an environment where we're using real life social distancing. So long story short, we found vaccination is not only effective, but that BYU's pandemic policies have contributed to a relatively low number of positive tests from students over the last few months.
Were there any specific policies that you can identify that helped things along the most?
Yeah, so on campus, there's a lot. We're doing a lot with masks, a lot with social distancing, and obviously some randomized testing. We could only replicate masking to a certain extent in our simulation and vaccination to a certain extent, but the real-life social distancing really did help us contain the virus. The effective replication rate was less than one when we were looking at these participants on campus. So I think that bodes really well for those policies.
How do I ask this with no disrespect intended? Months and months ago, there were endless stories about kids not paying attention and not masking up on the BYU campus. Does that mm-hmm. part of the equation at all affect your findings?
Good question. Yeah, so early on, there were definitely some issues, mostly off campus. In this case, we could only measure what was on campus because of who was participating in the simulation, so we couldn't really incorporate that aspect of it. But at least on campus, we can be fairly confident that the measures are working appropriately.
Thanks so much, Dr. Brett Pickett, explaining the research. He's a professor of microbiology and molecular biology with the new study, a simulation study, about BYU and the pandemic. KSL News Time, 420. It's time for Triple Team Traffic now. Ricky Meese, how do we look heading home?
Well, for Salt Lake County drivers, you do have slowdowns with busy traffic southbound I-15. It stretches from 33rd South to 90th South, and then after that, you're looking good. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeway is not bad, just a little busy eastbound on the 21st South Freeway, approaching 5600 West. Len?
Out in West Valley, Bangor Highway showing some slowing between the 201 and the 3500 South. And if you're taking I-15 in Utah County, looking pretty good. The crash in Payson on the left shoulder is still there, but all the delays are gone. In Tooele, the crash on Main Street at 100 North in Tooele, just a little bit of southbound slowing here. Michelle?
Minor slowdowns northbound I-15 in North Salt Lake and Centerville. The bigger delays start Shepherd Lane up to Clearfield. Southbound I-15, a little busy Ogden to Clinton. And we have this a single vehicle crash in Woods Cross, westbound 2600 South to southbound I-15. Emergency vehicles still working on that. Olson's Greenhouse encourages a little social distancing in your garden. Relieve stress and enjoy your surroundings with beautiful Olson's bedding plants. For retailers or great planting ideas and tips, visit OGG.com. I'm Michelle Rowe in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. The 7-day forecast now with Kristen Van Dyke. And Kristen, are we expecting serious wind tonight?
Yeah, in the East Canyon. So if you live up along northern section of the Wasatch Front, Weber, Davis counties, and northern sections of Salt Lake County, too, we could be looking at those gusts 45 to 55 miles an hour tonight into tomorrow morning. They do relax a bit tomorrow, but it'll be one of those days that's breezy and sunny, and it'll still feel kind of chilly, though, with a high of 59. But Sunday looks gorgeous, 64 in sunshine. Then another chance for rain on Monday with temperatures in the mid-60s. We dry out after that with highs in the 50s and 60s.
Okay, so all we have to do is get through a blustery Saturday, and Sunday will be perfect.
Sunday looks really nice, yeah.
All right, thanks a lot, Kristen Van Dyke. It's 48 degrees, KSL News Time, 422.
To all you do-it-yourselfers, get ready to welcome Fram into the fam. Because America's number one oil filter brand now has their own new line of motor oil and fluids, and it's only at Advance and CarQuest Auto Parts. Stop into Advance and choose from four new Fram oil change bundles starting at just $20.99. They have the oil and filters you need to keep your engine running stronger, longer. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See store for details.
Get the latest breaking news on your phone. Just text the word news to 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank.
The Cold Podcast is back with a new season, focusing on the tragic story of Joyce Yost, a woman who survived being kidnapped and sexually assaulted, only to go missing months later.
She vanished.
She was the whole package. She was just wrapped up with the most beautiful bow, and he took all that from us.
For years, investigators lacked the evidence to charge the suspect in Joyce's disappearance, until someone turned against him.
They want me. They're trying to get to you, to get me.
Investigative reporter Dave Colley reveals new audio, including Joyce's report to police.
And I pulled in my driveway, and all of a sudden this little red sports car parking stall next to me.
And the evidence that finally links her attacker to her murder.
What convinced me that something really had happened was the evidence.
Follow Cold and listen for free on Amazon Music so you don't miss an episode. Or go to thecoldpodcast.com.
Pick your promotion at Volkswagen Southtown. Get 0 payments for 6 months, double your down payment, or get as low as 0% APR for up to 6 years. VWSouthtown.com.
This September 11th, we're out.
I concluded that it's time to end America's longest war. It's time for American troops to come home.
America steps away from the 20-year war. What does it mean for world security, for our military?
Find out more this week on KSL News Radio.
Utah's all-day companion for news.
For news.
We're watching Utah's money at KSL. The state of Massachusetts is looking to kick Robinhood out. State regulators are looking at revoking the trading platform's broker-dealer license, saying Robinhood tries to get inexperienced investors into risky situations. KSL Drives, Uber will let corporate employees continue working from home if they want, but only 2 days a week. The company says it expects people in the office at least 3 days starting in September. Utah-based A-Plus Garage Doors is expanding. The company says it's now servicing customers in St. George, Hurricane, Washington, and nearby areas. Wall Street Today, stocks added to recent gains, the biggest jumps in healthcare, banks, and consumer goods. The Dow hit a record high again, adding 164 points. The week ends with the Dow at 34,200. The S&P also set another record with a gain of 15 points. The NASDAQ composite rose 13. KSL News Time 426. Realtors say the housing market is especially bad for people with disabilities right now. Not only do they have to buy the house, but they have to spend thousands of dollars making changes to the home they just bought. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
It takes more than just a ramp to make a home wheelchair accessible. For instance, the halls have to be 42 inches wide, plus
you have to have room for a 360-degree turn in a wheelchair at the end of any hallway.
Chelsea Woodruff with Equity Real Estate says most homes don't have those things. So she says the buyer essentially has to gut a portion of the home, which could cost between $50,000 and $100,000. Plus, many disabled buyers make slightly too much money to qualify for some grants to modify their homes.
Not only do they have to have a disability, but they also have to be low income.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.